In Judges 11:1, it tells us that Jephthah was the son of a harlot. All lives are precious to the Lord, and the Bible tells us that God has a plan for everyone. There's a design even for those the world views as unlovely and insignificant. We find these lives in perfect company with Jesus Christ. It says of our Lord in Isaiah 53:2, "There was nothing beautiful or majestic about his appearance, nothing to attract us to him." Jephthah, the son of a prostitute, was most certainly in this camp. Although known as a mighty man of valor, his family drove him out for being the son of another woman. His people now became the worthless men that banded together with him in Tob. It would seem in times of desperation, many often run directly to those most capable of providing assistance, regardless of their previous dealings with them. It was no different in Jephthah's case. A proven warrior in battle, the elders of Israel knew he was the right one for the task at hand. There was only one issue. They had disregarded him in the past and drove him out of their lives. For him to lead, the Jews had to submit all authority unto him. This was the only way they would find redemption from their enemy. Many today have cast out Jesus from their lives. The only one that can save them from the enemy of death is often viewed as insignificant. In times of need, though, it is right to run to him for aid, yet not only for the random battles we experience, but in every confrontation of life. In order for our Savior to lead us in victory, we must submit all authority unto him. It is in Jesus where we find redemption and shelter from the enemy.